In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
Come in right now. It's 8:07. This is Mornings with Tom and Tommy, and this is kind of disconcerting, actually, that I've never seen a school district actually do this, but they've rescinded spring break because they've miscalculated the number of snow days that they have in there.
No.
So they can have the day off today, but they have to go back to school tomorrow. And I've never seen this happen before at all, especially on April Fool's Day.
April Fools.
So having a good time with you. This is Mornings with Tom and Tavi. We've got a special guest in studio this morning.
Her name is Patty Harris, and she directs Child Evangelism Fellowship. And if you've never heard of this amazing ministry, it's an international Bible-centered organization comprised of born-again believers whose purpose is to evangelize boys and girls with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and to establish them in the Word of God and in the local church. And so that's what they do all around the world. That's what they do in the Tennessee Valley. And that's what you do, Patty. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tommy and Tom. Tom and Tommy.
It's so hard to say.
I love that. Tommy and Tom.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to have you with us, Peggy. All right, Patty, let me just ask this. So Tommy gave us kind of just a sketch of what CEF does. Can you just share kind of from the Tennessee Valley point of view, how it impacts the area?
Absolutely. We are able to go in and reach children. We want to reach children where they are. So we work with church partners, and those church partners come together alongside of us, and we partner together, and we're in over 55 schools. We have an 11-county radius, and we are, everything that we do is gospel-centric. Mm-hmm. So we are sharing and weaving the gospel into everything we do. We do the Good News Clubs in the school, public school. It's a Bible club after school with a parent permission. And that is just a fabulous ministry. And then we have a summer ministry, and we'll get into that deeper in a little bit, but a summer ministry where we are training summer missionaries, teenagers, to be the hands and feet of Jesus right here in the Tennessee Valley in the summertime. And that is a tremendous, tremendous gift. We also reach preschoolers. We go into preschools and teach preschool lessons. We were able to actually film 18 preschool lessons last year. So we want to get those out. And if you're interested in that, that is free to you. And we can get those out to you. And we'd love for you to be able to have those 30-minute lessons for your preschoolers.
Okay.
Oh, and can you do that? Like, would that be for like a ministry of preschoolers, or you're talking about even if you have preschoolers in your house?
Absolutely. Any way you want to use it. God gave us that gift to be able to do that, and we want to give that back to others.
I love that. You're hearing from Patty Harris of Child Evangelism Fellowship. Last week, my mom spoke at the Scenic City Women's Network, and she mentioned the Bible clubs that she was a part of as a child and how that influenced her life. So you guys have been doing this for generations, and you give an opportunity every summer for young people to be a part of what's called CYIA. What is that?
That's Christian Youth in Action. That's where we recruit summer teens age 12 to 21, and we have a great program that we are pouring into them. It's a leadership program where we are teaching them biblical knowledge, how to share the gospel, how to share the gospel with children, how to teach children. And it is just a phenomenal program. I wished I had it when I was a child. And so it is just phenomenal for all teenagers that feel set apart and called for such a time as this.
Okay, so they can get involved in this, Christian Youth in Action, if they've called or if their parents feel called to
Absolutely.
Like, yes. I feel called for you to be called.
That's right.
You know, that's how my parents were. You know, it's like, this is what you're going to do, and then you'll develop a love for it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But, you know, just to be exposed to this, there's a 6-hour pre-training session and then a week-long training session as well. And so you're about to start this pretty soon.
Yes. This Saturday will be our first pre-training session, and that will be on April 6th. And then we have a second pre-training on April 20th. They are two different training, so they do need to come to both.
Okay.
Okay, so the pre-training, that kind of gets you into the pocket, and then the week-long training is something that goes in depth?
It is. This gets you kind of in the pocket. We start with the wordless book. That's kind of the method that we share the gospel. So we get into that wordless book on Saturday. So that's a huge piece that these kids can use the rest of their lives. And then we get into some classes that we won't have time to do at camp. Mm-hmm. So we are building that relationship with these students at that time as well. And then on May 26th, through 31st, we will go off to a camp. It's a training camp. Now, it's not one that they're going to be, you know, fishing and swimming and all that all day, every day. We are going to do a little swimming, a little fun, but it is a training camp. This is a kind of like a boot camp, actually, where we are just really pouring into them, teaching them, training them. They'll be in classes, and they will come together with students from around the whole state of Tennessee. We've got like 10 chapters, and so all those chapters will be sending students from their areas.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so they will also bond and have friendships, new ones, for the rest of their lives.
Patty Harris of Child Evangelism Fellowship. We're learning about Christian Youth in Action. If you'd like to have your young person, or if you are a young person and you would like to be a part of this, you can contact them today and get involved. But Patty, there's another opportunity coming up this next month as well for those who are more creative, musically inclined, maybe.
It's something called J-Fest, and you and CEF is part of J-Fest, but you have a very special niche. What do you do there?
Every year we set up three booths and we share the gospel. Mm-hmm. We are doing gospel face painting, where we are sharing the gospel as we're painting faces. It's a very quick process, but you are sharing 101. Mm-hmm. So last year, I think it was about 550 children that we were able to share the gospel with right there during that festival. And so it's everything we do is, like I said earlier, gospel centric. And so everything is got to have a purpose.
Sure.
And so it is a great day. We are looking for volunteers to work about a 2-hour shift throughout that whole day. If you are interested in doing that, we will have some special training for you to be able to do this, to feel comfortable, and then you'll be able to come help us and even hear some of the Christian music along the way.
Okay, so you could learn to face paint, and you could learn to share the gospel in a very simple way, and listen to music.
Absolutely. Now, that is a good day.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it sounds like a good day. And then let me ask one last thing as we're wrapping up our time with you, Patty. I understand that there's like a ministry opportunity that's available with you, with CEF as well.
Yes, absolutely. We are hiring. And so if you feel called to be in ministry, we would love to talk to you. We have a position that for special events that actually help do events like this J-Fest, special events, preschool, training. There's several that we're going to combine some positions. So if you feel called to be in ministry, please give us a call immediately. These positions are open, and we would love to have those of you that feel called to do this.
Okay, so CEF Chattanooga?
CEFChattanooga.org or just 622-1737 is my direct line.
Oh, wow. I love it. And your credit card information would be helpful as well.